Project update. Building of the underpass has been completed and the tunnel is now open. Work on the National War Memorial Park is underway. Overview of the second field trip. Strength and resilience was a key part of this field trip. A lot of steel and concrete was being used to build the tunnel. You met Russell Schoons to see what had to be done on site before the concrete was poured. Cole Mayring described how the tunnel is being built strong enough to withstand a 1 in 2,500 year earthquake. You met Hatuts Win and heard how the team is moving the home of Compassion Crash in one piece to become part of the National War Memorial Park. Historian Matthew Tonks talked about why the historic creche is being kept as part of the memorial park. You saw how stormwater and groundwater is being managed. Catherine Hayes shared her thoughts on what it is like working in the construction industry. You met construction manager Steve Croft, who showed how all the teams within the Memorial Park Alliance are organised. You visited Mount Cook School and found out how the students have been part of this construction project. What's happening now? The tunnel opened to traffic a month early. The first cars drove into the tunnel late on Sunday, 28th of September 2014. The day before, about 10,000 people walked through the tunnel during an open day. It is called the Arras Tunnel. The name comes from a French town where the New Zealand Tunnelling Company served from November 1916 during the First World War. The tunnel is lined with poppies to symbolise New Zealanders who lost their lives during this war. Building of the memorials, open spaces and walkways, which will be the Memorial Park, has started. The park will be open in time for Anzac Day 2015.